Tim Oberbrockling. Ron Moosman.
Here.
Todd McNall.
Here.
Ron Lower. Crystal Walter. Diana Pagan.
Present.
Arthur Kim.
Here. Okay, we have guests, so if you just introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Lawyer Kepler. I just bought a house on 1619 Grand Avenue.
Do either one of you have anything for public comment? I know you're here for your... So since we do have Luke here for 3B2, can we go out of order? So
yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to approve the minutes. Does everyone have a chance to approve the minutes?
Make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Also, has everyone had a chance to read everything on the agenda today? Does anyone need to recuse themselves? Okay, now we'll start back at action item 3B2. They'll give us a presentation, and you're welcome. Let us sit here if you'd like to tell us what you want to add anything to it.
All right. 1619 Grant Ave, Southeast. This house was built in 1910 and the accessory structure was built in 1988. This applicant actually applied to do a bunch of different projects on the house, but we went through and reviewed, and most of them are actually administrative approval, so we're just presenting on the ones that would be COAs. So the first project is the applicant would like to apply double 4-inch vinyl siding to the garage, and the current siding is hardboard. And the second project, he's replacing two doors, but you're only reviewing the front door, replacing a steel front door with another steel door, but with a window. And this house contributes to the district, but is not individually eligible. Here's some photos of the house. Criteria for decision. So staff recommendation for the garage, we're recommending approval because the garage isn't visible from the street, and also the applicant kind of discussed with us how the garage is below grade, and so there's some issues with deterioration, and so we thought vinyl would be a better option for that. For the COA for the new metal door, guidelines recommend replacement door should be wood, so we recommend denial of the COA. But that's up to the commission on that. So with that, I will give back to the chair.
Do you have any pictures of the garage that we can see?
I do not. I'm sorry. I should have done that.
Okay. They actually poured a curb for the garage door because the water must have been coming in, and then they actually filled about, I don't know, a foot on the side of it to look. Because if you drop it back down to grade below the footing, all that water from the alley will come into the lot, and I think that's what they were trying to get away from. It's actually, when they built the footing, it was below.
So the garage is accessible only from the alley?
Yes.
So that does make it hard to see from the street.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us any more about the project that might help us in our decision?
As far as the vinyl?
Cover the whole.
The main thing I'm worried about is with the vinyl off the garage. As far as the front door, I kind of figured that would be the issue. The only reason I'm trying to, or I was going to do steel, is somebody broke in before I bought it and crushed the GM, and it's completely destroyed. So it would just be a safety issue getting a door in there quicker. If I do a wood one, it's four times, it's $1,100 to do a wood one, because it's not. If it was a wood one, I would just refinish it, but it's steel.
The door's on the front porch, correct?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. They crushed the, they just destroyed the whole jam, so.
When did you purchase the house?
Three weeks ago. Oh.
Did they, anyone discuss with you that you were in a historical district?
Yes, I knew that beforehand, and I know all the guidelines, I just
we
know.
Just were just double checking, because sometimes people don't, and they get surprised.
No, I knew that.
Do you have an elevation of the proposed metal front door? Any information on that?
It's a picture. It's an application.
Just food for thought, since some of you guys are new. Typically what we've done in the past is like So if there was a wood door on there, it would have to remain wood. If there's already a steel door, it gives us a little wiggle room. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that's what we need to or should do. I'm just putting that out there so everyone...
It's the one with the window.
Just so everyone knows that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's my main issue. It's just it's a crushed door, and it's not really safe to live in there. That's the only reason. It would be quicker turnaround.
I didn't look. It looks like the door is gonna. Oh, it looks like the door's gonna be bigger. So is the frame.
No, it's exactly the same. Okay. 36 inches.
Actually, you used to live next door at Sandy's house.
Okay. Oh, that one right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does the metal door have a wood grain finish to it?
No, that's. I didn't know what you guys require. That's something you want.
We like things to look
as realistic as possible. Awesome. Yeah.
And the reason that we're so sticky since you're new to the neighborhood is anything that we pass
sets precedence.
It's
for the next
step.
Yes,
someone has to come in and say that I'm.
Yes, yeah. No, that makes sense.
How do we want to cover these atoms? One thing at a time? Or?
It's your discretion which one you want to do first. If you want to do the siding or the door.
Siding, door, and what else?
Final. Oh, yes, I don't know.
Let's tackle the door first. Are there any more questions, Todd?
You're saying the existing door on there was metal originally?
Yes.
Or was broken into?
Yes.
When you bought that?
Yes.
Yeah, that was rental for a long time.
Yeah, that's what I talked to the neighbors to the west, and she said that as well. Yeah.
Do you plan to invest money in other parts of the house also?
Yes, I actually have to get the roof off in 60 days. So I need to get this to free up the money to get it done. So,
replacing the roof?
Yeah, replacing the roof. I'm going in and putting new cabinets in and painting it and just kind of that kind of thing. So.
Well, and you said this was in the district but not eligible. Why was it not eligible?
It's contributing.
Contributes to the district, but not individually eligible.
My initial thoughts on the door is that I'd almost rather see a door with windows in it. Looks maybe a little bit more appropriate.
Yeah, I know that too.
Since it's metal, and we're replacing metal with metal, if that's.
Is he eligible for the grant too, or the program, the
historic rehab?
Yep.
Well, is that a time frame on that? Because I don't really have any plans with the house. I don't know if I'm going to keep it for a year
or
5 years.
I was just offering
a
suggestion.
So.
So there's no time frame requirement for the historic rehab program.
Okay.
It just you have to get pre-approved, and then
okay.
You have a year to do the project, and you get reimbursed. So
that's
something we can
talk about. I can check.
You know, I think the thing for me on this, I always have, I go back and forth on metal doors on these houses or not. I do know that in that area down there, you want a good sound door. And since the door is already metal, he's adding the windows, and he's also planning on investing in other parts of the house here pretty quickly, including a roof or such, I would be okay with the metal door. And it's only because there was originally a metal door in the building.
Mm-hmm. So if he weren't here, it would still be there regardless.
Yeah.
I would add to that, since he's not changing the door size, since it's metal for metal and it's just the door and not necessarily the framing for it,
okay. You
can always swap out a door later for a wooden door again.
Are there any other questions?
If you have a choice of a wood grain look, maybe go towards that.
You haven't purchased anything yet, right?
No. The thing I bought is the shingles so far.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with Diana, if you could, since you haven't purchased, if we do vote for the metal, if you could.
Okay, the fiber.
Sometimes they have that. Little
no,
thing.
Yes.
Are you going to paint it?
I know what you're talking about.
Are you going to paint it or leave it?
Well, if it's, I don't really know a lot of it. I think that wood grain look, I think it's pretty.
You don't paint that at all?
Yeah. But
I don't think you have to do the wood grain look. I'm okay with a smooth door.
Yeah. Oh, just a suggestion.
The wood grain look implies that it's a distressed door and not a finished door that's been sanded.
Okay.
I would move to accept the door as proposed with the caveat basically that we're allowing it because it's like for like.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
All right.
Opposed?
Adam, do I need to say anything after you've got it all there, so I don't need this?
We're good.
Okay. I just have a quick question, too. I'll have pictures up there. So when I go in to redo, I'm going to redo the railing, and it's at 26 inches right now. When I go in with the city, they're going to want it at 36.
Yeah, the building code is going to be what you're going to need to follow. Whatever they
have. You have to go to 36 or 42? 36.
It's whatever.
I was just curious how that all works.
How high is your porch above the adjacent grade?
It's 2.5. I think it's 3 feet above.
Is it more than 30 inches then?
Yes. Yes.
I want to say that in my house, I've gotten, I guess the variants are okay to.
Okay. I was just curious more than anything.
Yeah, that's all the building department will, building services will make that call. Okay. So that, that's just not the role of the HBC.
Yeah, I think you'd want to stress that you're in the historic district and you want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would bring pictures of what you have existing and say, this is what I want to replace.
Okay.
Because what we're interested in is keeping as much as
original. And the lines.
Okay, now we'll move on to the vinyl siding for the garage. If you have anything you want to talk about, Luke, feel free.
It's just, like I said, it's a great issue. It's the main reason. It also, when he poured the footing, it's just a slab footing. He didn't pour it in one whole shot. It's in different sections. And it has a nice truss system, but it's all up and down. And it's easier to hide with vinyl. Most of it's the grade issue. If I put wood down there, it's just going to rot away in a year's time. Because I can get most of the grade back, but it's going to be splashing in the water and snow, and it'll be really hard to get it back out of there. Versus if I do vinyl siding, I can flash it with aluminum first.
Have you looked at smart LP siding?
My neighbor has that to the south of me, I think.
It's more... composite.
But the only thing about that is I have so much in and outs in my garage, and that has to go tight to the stud. And plus, with the hardboard, I can just vinyl side it over that. And if I were to take off that hardboard siding to get back to a flush surface, my studs are going to be all in and out, up and down. And trying to get that out of there is going to be much harder. The best scenario would be to jack it up and rip it out and repour a slab. But that would cost thousands of dollars. I've done that before, and it's not the most. It would take a while, and not really.
Is there an alley behind this garage?
Yes.
How visible does anyone know?
I know. If it's the same garage, which I'm assuming it is, and hasn't been touched since, it is zero visible from the street.
Were you guys on board when we had a house on 2nd, maybe 3 blocks down from 19th, that they wanted to re-site? We resided the garage, and they wanted.
There was Paul Woods' house.
They wanted to use vinyl.
And we told them we couldn't.
We did say that. I thought we passed them.
So, as Lauren said, our recommendation is for the vinyl, is to approve the COA. So it's up to you guys.
Yeah, it's. I mean, even from the sides of the house, there's all.
And it's not historic, correct? 1988.
Right. That's another key point.
So that 1988 garage was historic.
Yeah. It's too bad because it was built. I thought it would be nice because it was built in 88. It's following the worst off the
house. Where is this? Would you go back to the plat? This is like 2 or 3 houses from the end. It's not okay. It's not at the corner or anything like that.
No. It's Redmond Park is on the right side.
Okay. Does Sandy still live next to you?
I don't know. I haven't been there much.
It's an old lady, and then she rents out the apartment above her.
Okay.
She's splitting it into a complex. I'm watching.
Does she have a big dog?
Oh, yeah, so see how far it is from the alley.
Okay.
We lived there right before that.
So that little square, is that it? Square in the middle of the plot?
No. It's all red adjacent right to the wall.
Does anyone have any more questions than they need answered before? And I'd like to make a motion that we approve the vinyl siding on the newer garage. It's not historic in nature, and it's not visible from the street, and therefore it's not necessarily an precedent for the neighborhood. We could add to that, Adam, that it is because it's 1988, it's not historical, but that cannot jump over to the house. The house would still have to do any renovations on the house would have to stay in store.
Yeah. Well, it's been sided with steel, so I won't have to be touching the windows are new, so
That must have been done prior to that being a historical district. Yeah. Steel's not on either.
Well, that's the garage beside me. With the duplex, she has a three-stall garage, and that's vinyl siding.
Mm. So some of these got done prior to this.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I was curious. I was like,
you have, some of it gets done without anybody knowing, too.
Yeah.
So you have Ron's motion with his notes.
Yep.
Do I have a second?
I have a second. I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? You'll want to get in contact with them, Lou.
Yep, so we'll talk to building services and you can pick up your permit tomorrow.
Okay, all right, perfect. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Check
good
time.
Good luck.
Okay, yeah, I'll check.
Yeah, I'd look into that.
Okay, all right, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I can gather from some of the documentation here what the other CNMEs are, but when you do that, can you copy us on that so that we have a record?
I can send it to you.
Okay, so why don't we go back in order now to action item 3A, demolition and facade structure modification reviews, 2210 16th Avenue Southwest, commercial structure demolition.
For demolition, 41 by 58, one-story commercial building, built in 52, has not been surveyed. As you can see, it was an old Domino's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean.
An old Domino's, is that what you said?
An old Domino's, correct. Oops.
Yeah, no, I understand.
So, poor candidate for local landmarking. We don't have a survey to show its historical significance, so staff recommends immediate release.
I talked to Mark. Mark's taking pictures. It's been many things prior to Domino's, usually bars. I think the last bar was Mike's Captain Lounge or something like that. He said there isn't a historical value. He would be fine. He's already got pictures he went over yesterday.
Okay.
So he would recommend allowing demolition.
So do we make a motion?
Well, we can still ask questions or if you have any questions about it or.
I trust his judgment, but
I move to allow demolition.
Yes. My second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Geez, you guys. Pizza by 5 o'clock. Okay, action item number 3B, certificate of appropriateness for 1708 Park Avenue Southeast, the rear deck.
Okay. So this house was built in 1913. The applicant is requesting to build a 198 square foot open deck at the rear of the home with pressure treated lumber. This house contributes to the district but is not individually eligible.
This is the same picture?
It is the same picture.
Oh my bad.
Get him back here.
That's so strange. Wait,
is this the same picture?
Sorry about that. I can pull up an aerial.
Are you trying to pull one over on
it? I know. It's been a busy week.
You were just seeing if we're all still awake.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
you.
Just
I did get the correct pictures, though. So here's one viewpoint of the house, and there's another.
Would you go back to that picture?
This one?
We're looking to the left, right?
Yes.
Behind the trees.
That's the rear deck? No.
No, that was the front.
So yeah, this is the front. They're proposing to do a deck in the rear of the house.
Okay. Where there is none. Okay.
So we recommend approval of the COA, mostly because the deck's located in the rear yard. We don't think it'll be visible from the street. There's not really any guidance in the design guidelines regarding rear decks, so that's why we brought it to HVC.
Have you guys ever seen anything like this before?
Yeah, we have one on the corner of 2nd Avenue where it wasn't visible. Just recently.
That was, like a year and a half ago, maybe. Yeah.
Is that the same house that had submitted? They had a number of different things they kept submitting on the same house.
I think that might have been.
I think they did some of the work ahead of.
What they had done is they had already taken out the windows and put in a double swing door prior to coming before us. Back of the house, we have wiggle room. Is there an alley in the back?
I'll have to bring up the aerial here.
There is an alley on the back, but it's not close to it. It doesn't hit the alley on
And are there any suggestions as for what it would even look like?
I don't think it would matter.
Doesn't matter? Yeah, doesn't matter? No?
Probably code dictates more than we would.
Yeah. I mean, in this case, as Lauren said, it's not, there isn't really anything spelled out in the design guidelines, so.
Okay.
I mean, code is always going to trump in terms of that, but.
198 square feet of open deck, not covered, that's going to be 20 by 10.
20 by 10.
It's not huge.
Are they going to have a hot tub? Were they changing doors or anything in order to do this?
Not that we're aware of. Yeah, they only applied for the deck.
For the rear of the house and the material, so.
Looking at the satellite, there is absolutely no way anybody's going to see that.
I think either way, I just don't see how it would take away from anything.
I think the only thing that might give us cause is if they're going to take out a window and put a door, because they're changing the opening size.
Okay.
So I would almost like to know, unless that doesn't matter to you guys, but.
But they would have to apply again.
On the permit if.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so we would see it if it came up.
If there's a door already there, any way to.
There must be.
Because they're not adding, yeah.
There's nothing on the permit that says they're adding.
It's just the only modification they're making that they've indicated on the application is the deck.
So I'm assuming then there's already a door there.
Yeah.
Again, that's around, that's the other around the block from Sadie's house. Most of those houses.
Your neighborhood.
Yeah. Most of the back doors are slightly raised up anyway, so I'm guessing that they're just cleared straight off of where the stairs are.
Are there decks around there? Have you seen in the backyards any of those neighborhoods?
I'm comfortable with approving this.
Okay, motion to approve deck on the rear of the house, provided it doesn't alter anything on the house that we care about.
As in doors or windows?
Doors or windows, AKA.
That's, you're talking about 1708 Park Avenue.
Yes, 1708 Park Avenue, southeast.
We can look at the,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Looks like there's
deck. It's very enclosed.
Which one does the house really
get? Yeah, and it looks like they all have kind of like sunrooms on the back of it.
There's.
With the big tree.
Big tree in the backyard.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
real. I haven't seen anything from anywhere.
Yeah.
If I walk across, there's two.
No, those houses, if you say, take a shower, and you say, hey, I want a soap here, and you just pass it through the window.
You can call them once again.
There's your DJ.
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay, so I have a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that leaves action item 3C, two properties under hold, take 2515 for step.
Move out the garage siding, excuse me.
2515 for step in southwest, the motion, Todd put a 30-day hold, expires June 8th. If we want to keep on hold, we don't need to do anything. Mark did do his history. Is this the barn door? He did his pictures and he did research and he's okay letting it go. But if we let it go, we do have to have a motion.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to remove the hold.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I don't think the city's gonna do anything before the hold anyway. I mean, they have to.
Yeah, that wasn't what he indicated.
So it's gonna be a while, so might as well release it.
Okay, now action item 3C2, 412 Second Street Southwest, in motion. I've also talked to Mark on this. He's done all of his research and his pictures. He said that he would be fine with it being taken down if you guys are fine with it.
I move to draw the hold, cancel, expire the hold, whatever.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we move to item 4, discussion items.
Do we have anything?
Yes, sir?
When was it? Last week?
What?
World Theater Building? Yeah, last week we went over, we were invited to go to kind of the unveiling of the work that they want to do
for the, if you want to see it,
for the World Theater Building. And I don't know if you guys have been in it or not, but it's the building that's on 3rd Avenue next to the Guaranty Bank. It's the one that they're going to try to use it as part of the boutique hotel and the other hotel on the corner. If you go in the building, essentially you kind of still have like the front entry area and the kind of the front vestibule. But once you go into the building, basically what you see above your head is the old riveted big heavy railroad train trusses coming down that used to be the old balcony. And then you see that basically the whole building is basically, other than that, it's a shell.
Go that way, there's probably
there's some pretty cool framing that's up at the roof, because they still have some of the roof framing where it actually turns down. You know, the wood framing turns down until it's old heavy timber. There is really no, there's only one big piece of old plaster in there, and that's it. The east wall is a interior separation wall, so they're going to be replacing that. And then the back wall where the stage is, they're going to be replacing that, because when they took the stage out, it's not structural. The structural engineer was surprised it's even been out. Tim and I went there. There were some other people from the city there. And the developer, Heart of the Midwest, is what now? Heart of America?
Heart of America.
A Heart of America Development. I know, and I apologize, it's been on my list to do this week of calling you guys and amending the agenda, but I wasn't sure how close I could do it. They're asking for a letter of
support.
For the work. And I think from what they've showed us for the intent of what they're trying to do, I think it's valid for what they're trying to do for this building. I really think that overall that they have a pretty good intent for saving what's important. They do need to do things that make sense for the project, that make sense to do the work. I think the comment was made there that Schiphol basically came back and asked them to rebuild it as a theater, and that's just not practical. I don't know, I think you could probably go down and peek in the windows or something, but I'd like to put on the next agenda to discuss if HPC would be willing to write a letter of recommendation. So, yeah.
Okay, we'll do that.
Can I add to Todd's thing?
Absolutely.
Originally, they were going to just leave the front quarter of the building, the stuff you saw in purple, and everything else was taken out. But Schiphol didn't really like that idea. Like Todd said, they wanted to make it more of a theater, but now they're realizing it's not possible. But they are going to leave most of the building except for the wall closest to the railroad tracks, because there was another building there and it shared an exterior wall. They got to rebuild that wall because it's not fired brick, and now it's an exterior wall, so it's going to decay and rot. They showed us a really neat video of what it's going to look like. We should have taken a picture of that video. They're going to keep the theater as is, and it's going to have really neat type ceilings.
I took some more fancy black lights if anybody wants to look at it. You can go back and forth.
And it's going to be more like an atrium to get to the rest of the building, so they're going to keep the space.
But the intent is really the thing that impacts you in this space is probably some of the archwork and stuff in the front vestibule, which will remain. And then this really cool, big, old, heavy, riveted train truss that's up there. It's pretty impressive.
That's what held the balcony.
Yeah,
they're going to use that as a piece of art. They're going to keep it intact, so it'll be a piece of art for the whole atrium area. They're working really hard. They're very excited about the project. This is one of the neatest projects they've done. They do stuff all over the Midwest.
Well, you might go down, and there's a side window on the railroad track side that you could probably even take a flashlight with you and just look in the door and probably show a light around and be able to see the interior. But I think for what they intend to do, I think they're trying to honor the building as much as they can. That makes sense for the project.
Are they going to use Keep the State? I mean, keep that? They got sign, too, that they're
going to
use.
They're going to keep the original World Theater sign that they have, but it was my understanding that essentially, and I'm terrible with my direction downtown, and let's just say the north end of the building towards 2nd Avenue, they're going to take about that quarter of the building and actually remove it. And there's about where the stage is, and there's really just nothing other than, I mean, if they could keep the roof framing is really cool. But there's really nothing that in that end of the building, the stage has been removed, all the proscenium and all of the, there's really no plaster. There's only one big piece of plaster work that's left in the place. And
that was weird. It's just,
yeah.
It's just give right an idea what it looked like. It looked
yeah.
Like. And they are trying really hard now, since they are going to use tax credits, to get historians, nonprofits, our group to get behind them. We've already talked on Friends, we had that on our agenda. We are going to write a letter. And Cindy, you might, I think you had Abby or someone there, if I'm not mistaken. So if you guys throw that out, you might want to.
Yeah, Abby was there also from representing Save CR Heritage. And she is also, it's pretty cool. She's a new Main Street director, which is pretty exciting.
So
back at the ranch.
Could we, they wanted it sooner than later, so 2 weeks, could we get that?
Yeah.
Because we can't vote on it tonight. Can we?
Right.
Let me ask a question. Can a draft be made between now and then, and we talk about the draft? Or do we have to wait for the vote in order
to... Like, could you write a letter, show it to us as an item to vote on, and then it's done?
I'm sure we could do that.
That way we're not... Because they really want to...
Yeah.
So if you could write a letter of our support, because that's what Paula wants from Chippo, and then that way we could just vote on it at the next agenda, and that would cut an extra month off.
I think we've done that before. I don't know if there has, there should be a discussion there that essentially that they're trying to keep the south to, you know, 3/4 of the building, including the truss work, the heavy truss work that held up the original
so
balcony.
We can, just so we don't get too much into discussion, we can do a draft, but actually have it live. So one of you can say, add this, and
okay.
We can just literally add it, and you'll see
there
it. So that way it'll help it go quicker. So we're not taking notes, adding it, and then we got something wrong or whatever.
That would be perfect.
Okay.
Cool. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Yep.
Any other announcements? Do we have any updates on, I know we don't on Beaver Park. I'm still working on stuff, but.
What is an update on? What is the update on the, I'm sorry, I'm jumping in here. On the list?
So, we met on Monday and we identified some properties to focus on for 2019, or the remainder of 2019. And so at our next meeting, we're going to be working on kind of assigning tasks between the three groups and figuring out what the next steps are. So is it okay to reveal
Yeah, you can share.
Let's see if I can remember all of them. Ron, maybe you can help if I forget. So the Czech School, which is on First Street and... Is that 10th Ave?
Second
kind of
Street. It's right in lot 44.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
And that included the Godwin House on First Ave.
Yes.
Yes.
It's the same property owner, same so property. It made sense.
Mm-hmm. And everything owned by Olinger right behind PCI. So there's the mansion,
cottages.
There's two churches, and then there's the cottages.
Yep.
Those.
The Calder cottages.
What else?
The
dentist office from
across First Avenue, the mail or
the
model bonds,
for
bonds or something there. This is Dr. McKinney's.
Where's that?
Grantwood across the same side as the McDonald's.
Oh,
On First Ave near the McDonald's?
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah,
so the painted bond sign
okay.
is actually gone
now.
That
sign's gone now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've done some work fixing up the storefront.
That one's going to be on the list.
Kalari. The guy that did Sophia's old set, I guess.
Yeah.
He's in wanting to
Rio.
Rio
Janos.
Is that where the health hub was?
Next to the health hut. Health hut's to the right.
That's smaller, one story.
This is the health hut.
Yeah. Why is that one being?
Because
Grantwood
it was
connection.
The dentist's office of the guy who was painted in American Gothic.
Oh.
Learned something new every day.
Yeah. Lessinger plaque.
Which one is that? The
those little.
Yeah, well, that's cute.
What is a, let me ask you a question. What's a 2019 focus property? What is that? Is that just?
So that's what the group is going to be focusing on, applying preservation strategies to in 2019. So kind of the purpose of this project was to come up with a big inventory of everything that's a historic asset, and then kind of narrow that down to properties that we can apply proactive strategies to. So it's not saying that these are, you know, the most important. It's not necessarily a ranking. It's just these are ones we're focusing on for the remainder of 2019.
What's the significance of that one?
This is just outside other row, or maybe it's within.
I think it is.
Yeah,
it's
this
the
was
only house, only residential.
Yeah, the last mansion that's left from when there were mansions before it became basically out of row.
It was built as a duplex. What's that?
Built as a duplex.
It's a fourplex now.
It's like four apartments now.
Oh, that's in the cemetery.
And then, yeah, this was a runner-up. So, this is the barn at Oak Hill Cemetery.
Yeah.
And I believe we're also going to add to this list CSPS and the Mother Mosque.
That looks like Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
You guys are too young to even know that show.
Why CSPS?
That's a landmarking potential. It's already on the National Register, so that's
is
kind
that,
of the...
Okay, so it's not the fact, these are just ones that are trying to get them to either do landmark status or something. I mean, it's not...
It can
I wouldn't
be
consider
either.
It, I guess it's not an endangered list.
Right.
Yeah,
you're
so we want a mix of things that are maybe more endangered, and then CSPS and Mother Mosque are kind of ones that, because they're already on the National Register, we have that documentation, they're kind of... low-hanging fruit, like why not have that be a local landmark? So that's the idea behind those two.
It's still up to the owners to make want to do it.
Yeah, but doing some outreach and
That's all the Olinger properties,
isn't
it?
Yep.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, does his ex-wife, or does his wife still own it, or did it go to the kids?
I do not know.
I think it sounds like Bob and Amanda have more connection with them. Or at least more familiarity with the properties.
I think the mother had it and wanted to pass them, and either she wanted to sell and the son doesn't, or vice versa. That's the story there.
My dad turned down an opportunity to buy those two little houses.
Oh, they're so cute. They're so cute.
Yeah, they were selling them for dirt cheap at one time. Mm-hmm.
So what's the next step then?
So the next step is the group's meeting again in about a month, maybe a little less than a month.
Is the Squawky one on
our
list?
Oh, yes,
oh yeah, that
Squawky.
Was on there. Yep.
Oh, there it is. So this is on the same block as the Guaranty Bank building. This is where Hazard County used to be. So this one's kind of more
the,
about
the Dragon building.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it look like that building in that picture? Looks like an apron. Well, the light behind it doesn't make it look like a three-story. It makes it look like it's got a pitch.
Yeah,
or maybe it's just the way that I'm looking at it.
How many focus properties are there?
I think we're going to have 8 or 9.
So the idea is that, you know, this year maybe, you know, only one or two is accomplished, and then the group just keeps chugging along. Maybe they're all done, and then you can just, you know, but the idea is that we're talking about these are just normal people with their, you know, everyday life and how they can properly expend that time and effort towards something like this and wanting to make sure that that's, you know, there's something achievable.
Mm-hmm. Some are easy and some will require research.
Right.
Yeah.
Research,
so at some point they will go into a 2020 list? Or
Let's say...
Can I mention something that I'd like to see on the radar for that? And it's not a specific building. It's all the... it's going to be terrible trying to describe them. But they're like the houses that were all built in the late 50s, early 60s, like by Kreitz. What's that?
The Lestron
homes? No, well, the Lestron homes, one of them, too. I mean, those are...
Are you talking about the circular drive up on... First Avenue.
No, I'm talking like Dave Kreitz's house up on Eagle Mirror, which is considered by the state of Iowa as the number one premier building that was built in the 50s.
And it's north of O, right? Isn't it northwest Eagle Mirror?
No, Eagle Mirror. It's off of East Post Road, southeast. if you're going towards Marion, you're going across the creek and go up the curves, right at the top of the hill, that's Eagle Mirror right there.
Gotcha.
And there's houses that were built in the late 50s and early 60s that are all over town, like by Kreitz and Leo Pfeiffer, and there's some other, McConnell, and some others that, as a whole, it'd be interesting to kind of get those within the discussion. I don't know if any of them are specifically.
How many do we have on our list?
You know, four,
so the list itself has at least 500 properties on it, so it could be some of those around there.
Okay. All right.
But if you went on a list of, like a list or.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things.
The other thing, too, is wanting to make sure that, you know, that. Looking at the four criteria from NPS that, you know, I mean, they might be, you know, like, what is the reason for.
Examples of architecture from that period. Okay. Like David Kreitz is number one, which is up on Eagle Mirror.
Well, at some point in the summer, I guess we kind of pushed this to the back burner, but there is going to be an opportunity to make some edits and additions to, like, the long list. Mm-hmm. So if you want to pass on some of those addresses, if you can track them down to
there's
Ron
a database
or someone
that's
else
out
that
there, and I can maybe I can get some information up from the database that's out there.
Yeah, if there's some that are known like Lestrom Homes or something like that that are specific in nature, I think that's valuable to have.
Those are on your list, thanks.
Yeah.
I was very surprised. I happened to be going by the backside. I always get rid of that. West side of Roosevelt, right by the sledding hill, and there's a Lutron house right on top of the hill right there. Right next to Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Never knew it was there. I thought I knew where all of them were.
There's some nice homes right in that block, two block area there. Yeah. And then some of them I think maybe are on the list because.
Yeah, I think several of the Lestrom houses are on the list.
Yeah.
I would say part. Maybe most of them in Cedar Rapids are on the long list.
And the group did talk about.
I guess the medium list.
Yeah.
we really narrowed it down once and then narrowed it down again.
Okay.
So one of the Lestrom houses was very close.
Yeah. And the group did talk about how there's, I guess, some kind of like a Lestrom owners kind of group outside of.
Yes.
You know, so that might be something at some point that someone tries to, you know, approach them and.
I actually think that, and I could be wrong, I thought that there was a Lutheran House convention here in Cedar Rapids within the last 10 years. I could be wrong.
Any more discussion on this topic?
Thank you.
Were city-owned properties ever put onto that list? Like,
there,
was that ever?
There are a few, yeah.
Okay, I was just wondering if you guys, like, did a search or something.
Big ones that we're looking into, not this group, but the other group, talking about theater building, all those after the flood, they don't actually own them right now.
Okay.
And in 2020, they'll take back ownership.
Okay.
So they can't do, they're interested in landmarking them, but they can't do anything.
Can't do it.
They
own. We're close. No.
Yeah. I don't know what month that is in 2020, but they are aware that we want to do it, and they are interested in
it. And they want to do it as well.
So. Yeah, the other thing is with this being, you know, volunteers, that things that are like a city-owned property, we'll take care of that.
Awesome. Okay.
I mean, we want to make sure that there's no issues with that, but we'll take care of that, and then that way the group can expend their limited time and effort on things that are maybe more at risk or, you know.
Adam, you see that, I mean, I know that we've talked about City Hall. Once that rolls off, are you going to, will that work start then, or will everything kind of be ready, and then once it rolls back into the city, we'll be able to just get moving that stuff forward pretty quickly.
I think we have a lot of the historical documentation because I think they used tax credits when they rehabbed this building, so I think that the local landmarking process should be pretty smooth.
Yeah, they use tax credits. That's why the city doesn't own them.
Yeah, so it's not like we would have to start doing research at that point. Like, the research is out there, so I think it should go pretty smoothly once we have the ownership back.
Is there a time limit the council's put on this? Is this going to run indefinitely, or these subcommittee meetings, this whole project? Is there?
I mean, we've looked at it as a standing committee of HPC.
Yeah.
So that way, you know, membership may change, but that, you know, this the kind of the overall work of.
I think council has shown that they're interested in pursuing this much as quickly as possible. The couple of the council members have indicated they want to see us do as many as possible in the quickest amount of time, too, I guess. So.
Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, there's some things just may take, some properties may take longer than others, and the strategy might change mid-discussion, and so, you know, not wanting to put specific timelines on how long it takes to get one property done, but.
And the list may grow every year.
Well, to be honest, you know, I have the northwest side, and there, you know, this summer when it's biking weather, there might be a lot more that I come across that I might want to add, you know. So, I mean, likewise, if you're out driving around and you see something, ask if it's on the list or not. And, you know, we'll check it out because.
Is the Frank Lloyd Wright House on 30th Street?
It's on the list, but it's actually not in city limits, so it's not one that we would. Yeah, it's right outside of city limits.
I'm just kind of. It doesn't surprise me that you mentioned it.
Yeah, it's noted on there, but since it's in Linn County, there's, you know, we can't local landmark it. It's not.
In all of your research, are there any that there's a number that are connected that we could possibly form a district, or are they all separated?
We've been looking more at individual properties. There are some areas, some of those ones that are recommended for intensive survey are on the list just as like potential districts. It's just that's a very different project than doing a single local landmark.
Yeah.
So this round, at least, I think, you know, without an intensive survey, I mean, I guess it could be done. I guess without either an intensive survey or strong neighborhood support, it's really difficult to do a district. So starting off doing individual landmarks where you can work with just one property owner is kind of what we went with.
I think there were some, there's two potential districts on my side. And we looked at, some of the houses are listed within those, but I didn't list them all because, you know, it's an area that should be surveyed. And it seems kind of foolish to try to choose and pick out of it, you know, without the survey being done, so.
Okay, the only other announcement I had was, you don't have to have the postcards here, do you?
Oh, I have them upstairs. I could bring them
down. No, you don't need to run all the way. I was just going to show Diane and Todd. Could you bring them next time so I can
see? Yes.
And I did have someone reach out to me from the airport that they did want to sell when I gave that out to you guys, so you're going to follow up.
Yep.
Do they sit as a city? I was just curious. I didn't want to answer to them, and I just answered them and told them that I would pass them on and thank them for doing it. But do they sell those at wholesale if someone, a retailer, wants to retail them?
So we're gonna be meeting to work that out. It's kind of a new thing that we're doing. So yeah, we're gonna work through that.
I will say we're currently selling them at City Hall in the Treasury Department. So if you want to buy one, people who want to buy them.
They're really neat.
Are they selling by the sets as well? Or?
By the set, yeah, $10.
So. It's got what the property looks like now, and then on the front side, it's got what it would look like.
Mm. How many are there? 12?
A dozen. Yeah.
And they're done in a sepia tone, so they're kind of.
How was that funded?
It was the city manager's office.
Yeah, it was just internal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're really neat.
But the idea is that that's something to be used to, you know, like say for both nonprofits to
promote
preservation. And you know, the idea is that selling those can go to them to help them with their efforts.
Sure.
For a showcase, I believe one of you guys are going to do a table for the grant.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to bring. Could they bring some of those to have to sell?
Yeah, that would be a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Are we allowed to sell things for those kind of things? I don't think we can, but you guys could. Or was it the city?
I honestly don't know. We've got a meeting to kind of talk about that and get that ironed out.
Because I bet you'd sell a lot of them at that.
Yeah.
Because we're expecting a pretty big, since we last talked, since I'll update that, the fire department is also having their 150th anniversary. So they're opening, they're going to have tours too. So it's Grant Wood, Osage, Masonic, Genealogy, History Center. PCI is having a huge art gallery show that's going to be open. So when people arrive, they're arriving at our building for a meet and greet in the courtyard, weather permitting. And we're doing some really neat maps that from headquarters is actually doing it for us. I think they're doing it for us. It'll be a headquarter map with a blown up insert of all the restaurants that you can walk to in that area.
Oh, cool.
We won't have food vendors there, but and also farmers markets going on. So it's going to be a really, I hope it's weather like this, because it should be a really big turnout.
That's June 15th.
June 15th. Also on the corner of 10th and 1st, the flat parking lot, right across from St. Luke's, we're going to have vintage 1900s.
Old cars.
Old cars.
Oh, cool.
And we were originally going to put them in the alley, but Mike Sundell decided he would rather give up the parking in that lot, and that should help pull people in, because people love that kind of stuff. So, yeah, but I bring postcards, because I think you could sell quite a few of them.
Yeah.
What do they sell for? What's a box sell?
$10 a box.
That's cheap. Yeah. So 75 cents a card? Okay, if there are no other announcements, do I have a motion for adjournment?
I move to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, guys.